Everybody loves Raymond. That's why the musers love Talking Rangers with Dave Raymond. Every Wednesday morning at 6:55. Brought to you by Globe Life Insurance, Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
11:19 here on The Ticket. Big thank you to Scott Farrell for hijacking the show last segment. Man, I'd love it if a weekday show took that on. Maybe a show that Ham works on. Maybe a daily.
If only he had ways to get in touch with those shows. That'd be pretty sweet.
Just like one ticker a day from Farrell?
Yeah.
I would love that.
That'd be great.
Let's make that happen. Let's make that happen, producer man.
Write that down, Connor.
On it.
Talking about you, not Connor, as much as I love Connor. Got the whole crew here, 40 minutes to go before we hand things off to the Wolfpack Attack. But right now, let's do a little brunch. What was that you just mouthed?
What?
Monty, you?
Sunday brunch open. Now.
Justin and DJ, Sunday brunch.
Justin and DJ,
Sunday brunch.
Work in progress.
It's intoxicating to do.
To have Scott Farrell on the show.
Yeah. What are you pulling out your
wallet? All right, we have many things to get to here.
Nothing.
Many?
Many.
The city bada bang.
We'll start with this, though.
I'm taking my shoe off and throw it at you.
don't George Bush me. So, DJ.
Yes, Monty.
Big baseball guy. Mm-hmm. Ham, big fancy baseball guy.
Thank you.
I don't know if you guys have already done your...
We're doing well this week. I've already set my lineup.
Your Women's Pro Baseball League draft yet or not. But we had the Women's Pro Baseball League have their first game last night.
Did you
happen to catch any of that?
I did not. No, what network was airing this?
It says here it was syndicated on all major networks.
How do we miss that? Like it was like the State of the Union?
The State of the Union.
Mm-hmm. Victory Plus pick it up?
Well, we had the inaugural game, and
you've been away too long.
What happened? Yeah, why can't I get the Ranger games on Victory Plus? It's like out on vacation.
It's on Brazzers now. It's a whole thing.
It's not Brazzers.
Well, luckily, I was already subscribed, so we're good.
Well, luckily, in that game. As
keep getting distracted. I keep going on to watch the Rangers.
Oh, what's going on
what
here?
What was I here for?
What's she doing? Oh.
Why am I tired?
Well, yeah, why do I keep falling asleep at the top of the first?
Why do I hate myself by the third inning?
Sex?
So the LA Queens were able to beat the New York Heights.
Okay, don't call them that.
That's what they're called, the Los Angeles Queens. That's literally what they're called. They beat the New York Heights 10-8.
What's the mascot for the New York Heights? How do you mascot a height?
what an odd question. How do you mascot a height?
Yeah.
Just a building?
Yeah, big old skyscraper. It's a 40-foot skyscraper that they do a race, 10 of them.
How many teams are in this league? Six?
At least two. Well, you had the Women's Pro Baseball League. They had their first game last night, which I had to explain to my mom, by the way, that content on your social media feeds is curated to you.
Baseball.
Because she watches, like, Savannah Banana videos and stuff. And so she's been fed Women's Pro Baseball League content to her. And so when I had told her before last week I had never heard of this, she was shocked.
Yeah, you work at a sports station.
She was like, how do you not know about this? It's basically Major League Baseball.
Yeah, what else have y'all been talking about on air?
And she's baseball. Like, it's everywhere. I'm like, yeah, on your Facebook feed, it probably is, but...
Yeah, all I'm seeing is juggy women.
It's that and, yeah, my lobster videos. But...
This is the Monet Davis League. You need to call it what it is.
There's four teams, by the way.
Four teams.
Yeah.
You got to start somewhere.
Do they play 162? Because I don't watch any baseball that doesn't go a full 162.
Well, you got to iron out. You got to make sure you get the true winner at the end.
You've got like month-long series against the same. You know how much you would hate a team if you had to play them every day for a month? That would actually be great.
Well, 3 weeks. They take 1 week off
innings.
A month.
Sir?
They're allowed to use wood, composite, or aluminum bats.
Ooh.
Well, the reason that this game went viral is not because of the score, even though Diamond Talk had a great time last night breaking it all down.
There's no way.
This was the national anthem beforehand.
Okay.
So they brought in Motown legend Martha Reeves, who apparently actually is a very notable singer.
Yep,
she had some hits. She had some hits in her day. And she goes out there. Now, I'm going to let you get one guess, DJ. Do you think I'm going to play this for you because she nailed it?
And why not?
Like, she just hit every note. Mind you, she's 85 years old.
Look, you're tricky sometimes in these types of games.
Thank you.
So I'm going to say, actually, she did great here.
Crushed it.
And she stole the show. That's all people are talking about, not the play on the field.
Let's find out together here, as I am on mini, Dylan, how Martha Reeves handled the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we
lost her.
At the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly.
Cam has his hand over his heart in there. He's feeling it.
At least he's doing it for America, not a porn star like you did.
What?
The bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free
Nailed it.
And the home of the brave.
Did her backup singers finish 10 seconds before she did? Is that what happened there? It's like when the music runs out during a live spot up here. And clear indicator, you went way over the time here.
They were a little out of sync. They were almost like dueling pianos, or at one point they're just going, I'll do the line first, and then you do the line.
Well, it was like she was so far behind, she had to lay off for a second to catch up.
Well, she's also just way too concerned with doing the, ah! Like, all right, let's just get to the words.
Yeah, less bravado and just get to the lyrics.
She sings like Susan Collins, which is a joke you guys don't get.
Thanks for issuing it, then.
Yeah. I'm going to say, honestly, not that bad.
It was just...
This is Doubtfire joining us.
Yeah, like, honestly, it would have been better if you didn't have the other two ladies out there trying to provide backup vocals.
But I feel like...
You can't harmonize
they were,
with
no,
that.
At all.
They were essential, though, because if she didn't have anyone harmonizing to keep track of time, then it would have been even worse.
Keeps going off track.
For 85, though. Not bad.
What do you mean?
All aspects.
Her sing. Okay.
All aspects.
Forgot what a... Filthy dirtbag you
are. What are you talking about? I'm the one complimenting her. I think you brought this stare to criticize her, and I'm saying it wasn't that bad.
I wanted to represent what makes America great, our anthem. And you're over here looking at her.
You do not believe that our national anthem being sung before professional women's baseball is what makes America great.
In front of, looks like,
tens of
maybe
people.
The 100 million.
100 million.
And you have the crew chief there. She was actually saluting. So I don't know if she actually served in her armed forces or not. But look, man, women can play baseball. Gina Davis, Lori Petty proved that 20 years ago. Marla Hooch.
Who's your favorite coming out this year? It should be easy since there's only four teams, power-ranked teams. And just one note on each team, if you can. I'll even queue up Boston. Let's start with Boston. You can quit scrolling through your laptop real quick.
I'm scheduling a appointment at the groomer later.
Her famous jaw warble was a result of jaw tension. Is this the thing she does?
Apparently so. Monty thinks it's a GD joke, and she's a treasure.
She also battled addiction and checked herself into rehab.
To what?
Alcohol.
Like Sorsby?
No.
She wasn't betting on games.
Turkish pickleball. I would probably go New York Heights, San Francisco Fireballs, L.A. Queens, and then the Boston Bitches.
That's not their name.
There's no way.
You know that's not their name. They're the Hunters, sir.
I'm DJ Ringenberg does not co-sign.
Why is DJ Ringenberg referring to himself in the third person?
So that for the record, after the fact.
Anyway, shout out to Martha. Interstitial. We can't have her and
what?
What?
Her and Pharrell going at it back and forth are gonna drive the show nuts. Y'all had them having a sing off. I can't do it. Sebastian Walcott got hurt last night.
Why are you laughing, dude?
Keep laughing. So Sebastian Walcott last night in the Rough Riders game was at first base.
Whoa, did Sean call his last game?
We didn't die.
Oh.
Is this original whip curse that continues here as y'all took a picture with Sebastian Walcott and nothing good has happened since that day?
What do you mean?
I'm saying he took a picture with y'all. He does the little point down to you like you were his last wish. Yeah. And then ever since then, he just gets hurt all the time and does nothing.
Touching me just made his body wilt.
We were in the do-rag and the FUBU with that picture, too.
No, that was an AI photo with Dak Prescott.
AI photo? You didn't actually take a picture with Dak Prescott?
Sebastian Walcott was not worthy of my FUBU polo.
Didn't you harass him in the batting cage?
You got to do something in the bigs before I break that thing out. But he was at first base, and he's taking a lead. The pitcher fires over a pickoff throw and hits him in the face.
Good thing you don't need your face to bat and field balls.
Right.
Well, you need your eyes, though.
Oh.
Stuff on your face.
So now, they said for the rest of his career, he has to go bat with an old-timey Navy diving helmet on.
Oh, no.
So I imagine his vision at the plate is going to suffer.
So he just has the little porthole in front? He has to swing it open?
Is that going to affect his range?
I picture that being real heavy, too.
But they got to keep him safe. It's either that or an old-timey knight helmet. How else are you going to keep our best prospect since Profar safe?
Don't they just put the little attachment piece on it that protects your face?
Yeah, what if he turns his head too far to the left?
Just eats one.
Right. God. You got to keep him. Got to keep him fine. So
is he dead?
No, he's okay, but he did get hit in the face.
Do we have a photo of what his face looks like now?
I don't know that he has like the Delino DeShields
giant grapefruit jaw, yeah,
cheek. But it did look bad. They had to go out there and check on him. He's laying on the ground, writhing around.
He's going to be like the friend from Boardwalk Empire where he has to have the painted on piece to cover that side of his face.
That's what was that guy's name?
I can't remember.
Anyway.
Big P?
No,
that's Sopranos.
Richard Harrow.
Okay,
That was his name, yeah.
Badass.
No, Big P is dead, though. More on that Monday.